Yeah, there are two issues in the borough right now that are probably, if passed through, would cost Upper Valley residents money and increase borough bureaucracies or whatever. And that would be the garbage and the police. And I was, personally, I feel that in some ways, creating new entities or service areas to address the problems that we have with both is almost more of a problem or a bigger problem than the problem that we're trying to solve. And I just wondered what you guys thought about those issues.
Sure. I think that we're addressing both of those concerns, and they're huge. You know, we all, if you've gone over to Community Waste Solutions, I think I'm horrified every time I go there. It is a problem. I actually have a meeting with a couple people from the Solid Waste Working Group tomorrow in the office, because my understanding is they're making some progress, and so I'm encouraged by that. It's a huge, huge issue. The police issue, we are getting feedback from both sides of the fence, and there's actually three or four places in the middle of that where people want different levels of service, different kinds of service. And last night at our assembly meeting, we had a request to make a motion to, you know, direct the police department to, you know, not come up here, and there were several other parts to that motion. And I was very pleased with the assembly, who said, we don't want to do that, but we're going to put this item on the next meeting agenda, and we're going to discuss it at our next assembly meeting, which is September 26th. And the reason was, there were not people from here at the meeting last night, and they want to hear from you. So I think we need to pull back, we need to address this issue slowly, carefully, mindfully, listen to the people that are going to be affected by this service, whether you get it or not, want it or not, and then we can make a more intelligent decision. I do not want us to be shoving something down people's throats or have them feel like we're doing that. So I was very pleased with the assembly last night when they said, no, we don't want to do this. There's nobody here that's going to be impacted by this decision. So I hope to see every single one of you at the meeting on September 26th so we can hear from you. And we are not going to do anything suddenly. You're not going to all of a sudden see police officers up here. First of all, we can't afford it, and the only way it's going to cost you money is if you form a service area under one of the proposals. Form a service area, and then you have to figure out how to pay for it. So I don't want to do anything with the police coming up here or not. I think I passed the ambulance when I was coming up here this evening. There were no police cars with them. It was just the ambulance. So my plan is to slow things down. We don't need to be in a big hurry. Haynes has lived before without a state trooper, and we've survived. We're all here today. So I hope that dispels your concerns.
I met with the Solid Waste Working Group last week, I think it was, and they are working on a solution. There are several different solutions on their playlist. It definitely is an issue. We have the dump. It's not a good situation. If you've been up there lately, it's not a good situation. Something needs to happen with that. I don't know what kind of trash service you had up here. I don't think you had anything. You all hauled to the dump, is that correct?
Yeah,
like the rest of us do. As far as the police department service area, it's been my understanding from what I've heard is that you don't want to create a service area up here in order to have police service. And so until you do decide that that's what you want to do, I think maybe we need to pull back and we need to take a look at the numbers. How many police calls are happening up here, and what is the severity of those calls, you know, those emergency calls? Or perhaps when someone does call for the police calls the trooper and the trooper sends someone out, or the trooper calls the police and sends the police out, but it has to go through channels so that we can actually take a record of how many calls and what the call was for before we know exactly what's going on up here. I don't think it's any worse than it has been in past years. I don't think there's any rush to, I don't see that we're writing a contract in blood, which was, I think, the quote of the police chief.
I, early on, when this topic came up at the assembly level, I felt that slow is better. Knee-jerk reactions very seldom ever prove to be good. The way the assembly is handling it right now is sit back and watch, wait, see how many calls happen up here, see what the variety of calls that happen up here. I think it's all a very good approach. And the crux of the whole issue are the voices in the Upper Valley. They're you. What is a huge deciding factor to the assembly is what they hear from you, the citizens, that are directly impacted by something like that. And, you know, it's vital. It's vital that they hear it. Email them. Write a letter. Call them. Go to the meeting. Do what you can. Let your voice be heard. And me personally, I see no reason to have a knee-jerk reaction on anything, police-wise, in the Upper Valley. The solid waste, I sat on that committee for several months until I had to resign in order to go to a different committee. And I believe they are, it's a very tough issue. And I believe they will come with some options. And I think they are going to try to come to more than just one option. I think they want to have a variety of information to give to the entire borough. This affects all of us. I can just sit back and wait and see what they do and go to those meetings and hope and pray that something will fall out of the sky and we get the right solution. But I don't know what that solution is right now.
I believe a local government should expand services in response to citizens' needs for those services and for the needs being expressed by the citizens. I actually have been reading the borough packet, the assembly packet, for a couple years now. And when I read the packet about the police service area, I was one of the first people to speak out against it. What concerned me about it was there was actually two ordinances. There was one I read, and then at 2 o'clock before the assembly meeting, it was switched out with another one. What concerned me about it was an expansion into making a borough-wide service area with a borough-wide vote. And the town site, and to give you perspective, I live in the town site. I own property in the remote area of Chilcat Lake, and I work at 5 Mile. Working at 5 Mile, my window, I look out and see the highway. Everything that goes down the road all day long, I see it. And it's only been recently that I've seen police cars following the ambulances out the road. That's something new that's been happening. And at first, when I first started seeing it, I was always inquiring what happened. It must have been something. And then I wasn't hearing that it wasn't anything. It was just a new procedure that they were doing. And then when I read this service area, the borough-wide service area, I felt it was inequitable to the people in the expanded area, and because it was being sold as the people in the town site, you're paying too much for police, and the people in the other areas, they're not paying for it, they're getting it for free, so we need to do this to lower the cost in the town site. And I felt that was unfair for a vote of the electorate, to, because you got a minority interest, and it's not just out the road. There's LUTAC and there's Mud Bay. And that's kind of what happened with consolidation. And I think we've got hard feelings for consolidation. My husband's owned his house for 25 years. We are an unconsolidated area. We're annexed into the town site now. And my neighbors will tell you, you know, all they've done is they've charged us the taxes. We don't get the services. And I think that the police service area needs to be expanded at the request of those in the expanded area. And I can tell you, I've been to every one of the meetings, the people out the road in unison have said, no, we don't want this. We want fire and ambulance, we're paying for it, we've got the 0.5% sales tax. There's no outcry from the people asking for this. And what I want is a responsive government. I want a strong public process where the people are given the right to speak. And I want the decisions to be made after input from the people have been considered. I feel like what's happening is decisions are made and then they're going through the public process, and I don't think that's the right way for the public to retain control over their government.
Thank you. Community Waste Solutions is a mess. It's something that we're dealing with on the assembly. Anybody have any ideas? We're willing to listen. That's pretty much where we're at right now. We are trying really hard to figure out a way to get past this. And I wish there was more I could tell you about that. But about the police service area, I'm very glad that everyone approved of my motion to stop everything and to collect data. Because one of the first things that happened is I went out and I started talking to everybody. I have property out here, but I live in the town site, and I was talking to a lot of people about what they thought. And I was under the understanding that they wanted to maintain the same level of service they've always had. So I assumed that they might be willing to pay extra for it. So I mentioned that at a meeting, and whoa. Yeah, that changed very quickly. I can only make the best decisions based on the facts that I have at the time the decision is to be made. That's why I'm very, very adamant that you all use me as your representative and as your liaison, and you tell me your opinions. You tell me what you feel about it so I can act. After I was told that that was not the case, I changed my mind to fit the facts. It's what happens. I made a mistake and I'm sorry, but I'm willing to learn from that and move on. So the reason that the motion for last night being killed, Tom and I were the ones who voted on that to stop the service, because when I initially made the proposition to say, hey, we should stop service in the area, do what we've always done, and take data, and everyone agreed on that. So when the motion was put up saying, hey, this isn't what we've always done, what we've always done is someone, for example, if I was out here and I called the police, I called 911, it would go to the state troopers. And then the troopers would then call Haines PD. And they'd say, we can't respond. Can you respond? They say, yes, because it's their jurisdiction, not ours. That is not the case. If you call, now it goes straight to Ketchikan, to a standardized police department, not the troopers, and then it goes to Haines PD. The troopers have completely removed themselves from it. We didn't even get the $25,000 slap in the face for letting them get rid of the jurisdiction. They basically just said, you guys are done, figure it out. That's absolutely not okay. I figure if we wait 6 months to a year, track the data correctly the way it's always supposed to have been put through, follow the same procedure that we've always had, and it becomes an issue and the people in the areas decide they want it, then we'll have the data to support it and we'll make an informed decision then. But until then, I've heard adamantly, no. So that's my answer, no.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. And I hope everybody has their seatbelts on. A lot of your concern, I suspect, flows from consolidation and how that went down. And I think that there's many issues that need to be addressed with respect to that. And that's really not the venue here, or that's not the question, but I think that needs to be heard. I sit on the Public Safety Commission. I work for the state troopers. I'm also on the volunteer fire department. And when someone calls for help, when someone calls 911, I don't want the wheels of bureaucracy to start turning and figure out, well, where does that person live? And is that person covered? I think we are all members of this community. We should all be served by the police force that serves this community. The question really is, how do we pay for it? And I'm not talking about having patrols out here. I'm talking about when you call up 911 and you have a problem and you need help, a complex situation, there's the cavalry that can come and help you. Out here, you recognize that you live half an hour, 40 minutes away from help. You are by virtue of living out here, independent people that won't very rarely call 911. But when that happens, you need things to start working for you, and you need it to happen right now. So I'm a strong proponent, and I think it's irresponsible to put the brakes on that. Someone's gonna get hurt, or something's gonna happen that we're gonna regret terribly. And people are gonna be held accountable for putting the brakes on and standing back and saying, well, let's let this bureaucracy work through. I am as strongly opposed to that as I can make myself be heard. And I recognize that's not a particularly popular statement out here, but I was here at the meeting. And almost universally, when the question was asked, well, what do you want to have happen when you call 911? The majority, not everyone, but the majority of people said, well, I want someone to come help. When I need help, I want someone to help. We're part of the Haines community. We have to act like that. That's everyone. So the question is, how do we make that happen as a community? And I recognize this building right now represents, for you guys, the taxes you pay, and that's unacceptable. To ask you guys to pay more for police, I'm not sure that's the solution. But what you do need is to have that help. Now, with respect to garbage, ask my wife the two things she misses moving from California: tomatoes grown on the vine and garbage pickup. It's ridiculous that we have to have an ad hoc system to collecting our garbage here. We need to have a standardized system. You need to have a can or whatever the system is. It's what the community needs. You would be shocked and amazed at how much better our community will look when there's not piles of garbage everywhere because people are uninterested in spending 20 some odd cents per pound to throw something away. I feel that pain as well. We need to do better. I don't have a solution at hand for that, but I do know what we are doing right now is ridiculous. It needs to be changed.
Yes, Paul Rogers. I'm not gonna ask about police. I've asked that enough. having come from Michigan and being a baby Alaskan, I view things differently, and I'm trying to be aware that this is a different area, and I like this area. I wouldn't have thought of moving here, but my daughter did, so she dragged us along. And at any rate, my question to those of you who are either on the assembly or desiring to be on the assembly is this. You seem to struggle as a government to be efficient and to solve problems in an efficient, meaningful way. We seem to wallow in our misery, if you will. And I'm wondering, are there things that the assembly can do to improve the process? And so I'm asking you to think outside the box and think about things like, would it be a good idea to have an uneven number of assembly members so that the tie-breaking vote doesn't have to be done by the mayor? 5 or 7? Would it be a good idea to have people elected from certain wards or precincts in the borough rather than all at large? Are there some steps that we can take to improve the efficiency of the assembly in terms of committees doing most of the work before it gets to the assembly, and then the assembly does all of the discussion? In other words, I come from an area where almost all of the government work was done at the committee level, and then the committees made resolutions that went on to the county commissioners that I worked for, and they sometimes most of the time approved them, but sometimes they didn't. They would have some discussion, but the discussion was mostly around issues that maybe hadn't been discussed up to that point, and or explanations to members of the community who were in attendance at those meetings. So are there some efficiencies that could be gained? Are there some changes that the assembly could and should go through to better serve the community?
I think it's an excellent question, and I attended the meeting last night, and I learned an interesting, I believe it qualifies as a fact. Mike Case, the former member of the borough, had a fantastic habit of voting against the extension of the meetings. I pledge to you here and now, if I am voted onto the borough assembly, I will never vote to extend a meeting. I think it's irresponsible. I think if you put that artificial deadline, it forces people to act. It forces you to be succinct in what you're saying and have your thoughts put together. If something needs to be extended, then you extend it to another meeting. It's coming home at 11 o'clock at night. It's not something that it discourages involvement. Secondly, I think we need to lean on borough staff. We have a fantastic staff. They are well equipped to solve many of the problems that are, and we pay them to do that. Let them do it. Let them come to you with succinct solutions to problems. I think our committees are largely advisory, and I would like to see them have more power. That's not to advocate power to the committees, but I would like them to feel, sitting on the Public Safety Commission, I feel like sometimes I'm just screaming into a hurricane. Very little of what we do actually makes it anywhere of any importance. So I think we can do better. I think we need to lean on our staff. I think we need to have shorter meetings. That's my answer.
It's hard to argue with that. I think that as a representative, as an elected representative, it is not my job to run for re-election until a month before my term is up. I don't think that I should be concerned with how every little choice will affect every single person. I cannot make everybody in this entire borough happy, but everyone should be able to be happy with the way their representatives come to a decision. And there are times where there are very small things that need to be completed in a timely manner that we should have the ability to fix. And we could focus more on the important matters. And I completely agree with Michael in leaning on borough staff. I mean, I've only been on the assembly for a few months now, and I've heard from a few members of the staff that they've seen me more than many other people. And I've learned a lot about proposed ordinance that they suggest. They say, hey, this is why we put this here. This is what the intent is. This is why we have it this way. If this gets passed, it'll make things work in a more efficient and better way. This is why. I now have the information to go talk to other people and get them involved with the process. And ultimately it comes to a vote. And extended meetings are, you know, they're tricky because sometimes you can't just stop what you're in the middle of saying or else you'll lose your train of thought. It all depends on the situation. I don't think agenda packets should be packed full where you can look at it and immediately say, oh, I'm going to be here till at least 11 tonight. But if you have a standard-sized assembly packet and it's getting close to the time to extend the meeting to a reasonable amount, I mean, when I first found out that this was a paid position and everyone kept saying, well, it's a pittance and it's nothing for the amount of time that you put into it. I mean, an assembly meeting, what is it? I think it's like $100 after tax per assembly meeting. If that lasts till 10, 11, that's still around $20 an hour. I'm fine with that. I would do it for free. I'll stay there all night if I have to get the job done. I'm not gonna leave until we've come to a reasonable resolution that we can all agree on.
I'm a pro public process type of person, so I feel that the work of the borough, the work of our government should be done publicly. I absolutely think that committee work is a great way to get the public involved. Slow the process down, get different people's opinions on it, and get it worked out before it goes to the assembly. I work on the, I volunteer on the Planning Commission, and that's what we do. We do our work on the Planning Commission, we get it worked out, we hold our public hearings, and when it gets to the Assembly, there's rarely changes. So I certainly do not want to promote a more, a faster, I don't like fast-track public processes. It's really easy for the public to be, not have an opportunity to participate in fast-track systems. I actually share the concern about the districts. I have been noticing, for example, right now, we've got no one on the Borough Assembly from Outdoor Highway. We had George, do you live out the highway?
I'm here. I have the property here.
And we had George Campbell last year. He was on there. He's gone. We've got a concentration of people in certain areas where there's other people that are feeling, you know, is this a representative government when people from our areas aren't being represented? So I think that's a valid question that should be brought up. Should we go back to districting? I think that that would help the people to feel like their perspectives were brought forward. And as far as is leaning on the staff, I think staff are great to help, but I still think it needs to be a public process. My position is always, I don't mind losing a public debate. I mind not being allowed to have that public debate. And I think that that's where people feel disenfranchised with their government, if their voice isn't heard. And the other thing that I don't want to happen is I don't want staff working on something and they've decided it's perfect and they dig their heels and this is great and wonderful. Well, now we gotta go through the public process. The public comes forward, they present challenges, and well, we don't wanna hear that because we've already worked it out. I want decision making to include the public process and the public input to be part of the decision making. Because I would really like us to refocus, where's the power in our government? Well, the power's in the people. And the people elect our the assembly people and our mayor, and then they have the borough manager and the staff, which are held accountable. The power is the people. It's not the staff going the other way. It's us to our assembly, to the staff. And I really think sometimes it's the tail wagging the dog. We need to remind our government that they work for us. When I did the signs, I put on them for our families and future because that truly encompasses what I want, but I almost put for the people.
Mr. Rogers, you have just really reinforced. I have two regrets from when I sat on the assembly a while back. Two regrets in my voting. And my first regret early on is we voted to do away with the seats, seat E. I actually, when I came on the assembly, held seat E, which was my husband's seat when he was on the assembly. That's not gone now. They opened it up general area wide. And I have given that a lot of thought. I regret doing that because what it has done, it has totally taken away representation. Even though our community is one community, we have areas. We have the Upper Highway, we have LUTAC, we have Mud Bay, we have the town site. It took away all of that. And by doing that, you've taken away that voice. Jerry Lapp, when he first came on the assembly, I remember that was his ticket that he ran on. I'm representing the Upper Highway, and finally, there was a voice on the assembly for the Upper Highway when he sat on the assembly. That's no longer. It has, it's general seats, and I truly, truly, with every fiber of my being, regret my vote. I don't believe it would have changed anything, but I'm on record as voting for that. The other thing is, having been a professional meeting attendee when I was on the assembly, I saw that when the assembly members came to committee meetings, things, the trust, the background knowledge, the history of an issue was brought out in those committee meetings. The assembly members heard all that. It definitely played a huge role in the decision making when it came time to, at the assembly meetings. And I think that that's, I don't want to say it should be mandatory, but I tell you what, it is a huge tool to use and to have when you hear the public process in play at committee meetings. As far as the public process, I believe that what we have going for us now, the only recourse that we have are our committees for people to come. And the whole idea of the committee was so that people could come. It was informal. They did not have, unfortunately, we all, the committee members sit at the dais, but you know, at some committee meetings, they I can remember sitting outside of the dais just to get that break away, you know, make it more of an informal. The borough had wanted people to feel comfortable in expressing their opinions, found that a lot more people were able to do that in a committee setting versus standing up at an assembly meeting. We need people to interface that way, and we need our assembly to also interface that way, to sit on the dais and wait until all the information comes to you is an irresponsible act for an assembly member. We work for you. It is our job to get the information in order to do and make an intelligent decision affecting all of the people in the borough.
Diana, that's your time, please.
We need to get the seats, the designated seats, brought back in so that every area in this community has an equal voice, because I think the perception right now is that many people don't feel they have a voice, and that's sad. That is so sad. I'd like to see the seats come back in.
Thank you, Diana. I remember when, many years ago, when they had the, you know, you ran against a person in a seat that was designated highway, town, mud bay, whatever. And I like the way it is now, because anybody is free to run. People from the highway can still run and represent the highway. I think this type of election where you're not pitted against someone else, I think is a kinder, gentler election process where everybody feels like, okay, we're all running. We're all in this together. And they pick the ones that get the most votes for the different seats. I don't see an issue with the way the electoral process is happening right now. I think it's a good process. People just need to throw their hat in the ring, you know, from the different areas. I think we're all pretty much town site areas here that are running. Jan lives out in Mud Bay. But other than that, I think we're all townsite people, right? Yeah. So people are free to throw their hat in. I don't think we need to make that a recommendation anymore. As far as making our meetings more succinct, shorter, I was at the 11 o'clock meeting last night that was over at 11 o'clock, and I tell you what, that went on for a long time. I think a lot of things could be solved in committee. We have a code review committee that, you know, we have all these different ordinances that are coming out there that could have been dealt with in the committee. I don't see where we need to spend time for that. We also have a highly qualified borough manager that can deal with some of these other issues that should not be brought up in public, I don't believe. I think that they could have been handled by the borough manager. She says in her manager report, okay, this is what I did. We say, okay, that's good. And that's it, you know? We're paying her big bucks to make some good decisions. And I think we need to let her do that. Thank you.
Mr. Rogers, thank you for your suggestions, and thank you and your wife for persevering with us through these late meetings. You've been to many of them. We could change the number of people on the assembly. We'd have to address charter and code and make that happen, and I don't know why we haven't even considered it. I don't like the way we vote now. I like it much better when we voted by districts, and for the very reasons that have been stated, that then you have people running for specific seats to represent specific parts of our borough, and I think that's important. And I think that this is an example. We have all good people running for seats sitting at this table, but they are all townsite people, and I do live at Mud Bay, but I think that that was changed during the mayor before my term this time. It was changed during that time, and I didn't like it when it happened, and I still don't like it, because I do think we should have a representative government from each area. Each area, if you've lived here very long, and even if you've only been here a short time, you probably realize that each of our areas, because we're spread out, we are a lot of acres, and we all have different issues in our neighborhoods and in our region. So I totally agree with you on that. When I became the mayor this time, we started sending more and more things to the committees for the very reason that you said. And I believe that it works some of the time, and sometimes it doesn't, because we have a very hands-on assembly, and they want to, you know, hash out the details of even committee recommendations. But I'd like us to get back to tightening that up, where we send more things to our committees. And one of our candidates said, and one of the reasons I like doing that is, the committees can be less structured, and they can allow for longer public comment or more opportunities for people to talk more than once. So I totally like all of your suggestions, and I'm going to look into what it would take to change the number on the assembly. So thank you.
Okay, I'll make this brief because I know it's getting late. You were saying you were going to have discussion about the police service area on the next assembly agenda, and I'm wondering if it would be possible for the assembly to meet out here for the next meeting, because I think you'd get a lot better representation, people that just for one reason or another can't make it into town or have other responsibilities that make it difficult. So that's just a request. Maybe it can happen, I don't know. My question is, the new assembly is going to be looking at a few changes to the Helsinki map, and we've just received the reports from Alaska Fish and Game, and some of you have been to those meetings. And I'm curious how committed you are to looking seriously at the results of the goat studies, the bear studies, and how committed you are to listening to residents who have concerns about helicopter activity near their neighborhoods.
I thought we did last time. thank you for the suggestion about the assembly meeting. We'll do some checking and just see what that is. But the discussion is not specific the service area. It's about police services. So it's not just about the service area, just so you know. I was unable to attend the meetings that were held Sunday and Monday about the goat study, but I've talked to several people who were there, and I've gotten some information emailed to me so that I can go over it when I'm in the office the next couple of days. And I'm very interested in seeing the results, because it's been one of the issues. The Helsinki controversy, for lack of a better word, has always been there. And my feeling is we need to find a way to make this work and be responsible and pay attention to impacts, all impacts, not just on goats, but impacts to people, impacts to, you know, slides and all of it. I totally want us to do this and be responsible. I think that the heli-ski industry is a good industry for our community, but we need to do it right. And we need to listen and learn. And I think that the little bit of the GOAT study results that I've seen, I'm pretty impressed with, and I'm a little bit surprised at some of the things that I've read in it so far. So my plan for, you know, between now and the next assembly meeting is to learn more. And I would like to talk to people that were at those meetings. So if you went there and you're willing to come and chat with me, I would really appreciate it. I'd like to get a wide perspective of what those results mean to everybody. Because when I'm told something, I may interpret it completely differently than Carrie or than, you know, anybody, Dana. We may have all the same information, read the same document, and we'll walk away with a different opinion from that. So I would like to hear from people that were actually able to attend those meetings, and I plan to seek you out. So now I know you've been there, so expect to hear from me.
Okay, so I'm not on the assembly, and I'm not mayor, I'm running for mayor. But I tell you what, I wouldn't mind meeting up here. I mean, it'd be nice if you turned the heat up. I'm shivering, but it might make for a shorter meeting. What you know, it could have its benefits. The bear and goat study. I went to that meeting on Sunday, and it was extremely interesting. Very knowledgeable people, and it seems to me is kind of a no-brainer. They have areas where the goats and the bears live and hibernate and, you know, spend their time in the winter. We overlay that map with the proposed heli-ski map. We put the heli-skiers where the goats and the bears are not. I mean, it seems like a simple solution. And I don't understand why we keep revisiting this issue. You know, did the heli-skiers do they need more places to ski? Can't they use the same ski places over and over again? I mean, why do we have to keep revisiting this issue? It doesn't make sense to me. Maybe that's why I'm not a mayor, you know? Maybe it makes sense to someone else, but to me it doesn't, you know? These issues have been hashed out. We know now, definitively, where the bears and goats are spending their winters. We avoid that area. That's it. That's my answer.
Carol, thank you for bringing that question up, because I went to the meeting on Monday. I saw you there. But I sit on the Tourism Advisory Committee, and as you well know, we had a joint meeting with the Parks and Rec over this issue, heli-skiing map, and the various integral parts that are going to be put in play by direction from the Assembly. Once I got that information, I was very, very intrigued, because we finally have something tangible to work with, something that now we can overlay where the habitat is, the goats, the bears, versus where the heli-skiers want to operate. And it is, I see some good outcomes from this. And I will not compromise on goat habitat nor bear habitat. I like the idea of heli-skiing. I have been a supporter of heli-skiing, but I also realize that I live in a helicopter district. I mean, I live right under Rapinski, so I get the helicopters a couple times a month. So I get the noise. I don't pay any attention to it. But I am also sensitive to the concerns that the people up here in the Upper Valley have over helicopters and heli-skiing. Why do we keep revisiting this? Because the borough has us under a 3-year time frame with the heli-skiing map, that at the end of 3 years, a operator can bring to the borough an amendment to that map. And so that's why we keep revisiting it. Now we have some tools in order to make good, sound decisions from both sides. That we've had very knowledgeable people in the past making decisions but we haven't had this survey. This survey has been 7 years in the making, and we finally have it. And I'm looking forward to making some good decisions based on that survey.
Thank you for your suggestion to have an assembly meeting here. Back when the school was here, we used to have, I believe it was the September meeting, so it was right about this time of the year that we'd have our meeting. I thought it was very important because it made us feel grounded. It reminded us that we're all part of the same school district. And I think that that's a really good suggestion to have an assembly meeting out here at least once a year to remind everyone that we're all part of the same borough. So I certainly hope that that idea gets legs. I did go to the presentation with the bear and the goat results. I found it fascinating. I thought that was really interesting. I actually went goat hunting about 5 years ago, and Roy was explaining to me about habitat, and it was real interesting to take that experience and then to see the maps. I certainly hope that it's used. I think that what happens is sometimes common sense isn't applied, and that's where some conflict comes in. We've got a tool. We've got an industry. I understand the industry is an industry that's up and running, but it should be, the data should be used in order to establish the routes, and I'm glad that the tool is there, and I certainly hope the common sense is applied and that the regulations for the industry will come out accordingly. So, thank you.
Well, I'm going to switch the priority of topics because this is interesting to me. I don't really see the controversy in the heliskiing. Granted, I've only been here for a couple of years, but as I said, everyone has the right to do whatever they want as long as it doesn't negatively affect how others live their lives. That includes our fish, that includes our bears, that includes our eagles, that includes all of the things that we are living together with. There's plenty of room that we could find places that won't negatively affect how people live their lives to have heliskiing go through. Now that we have the study, we can actually find it and have the proof of where it is. That's cut and dry. About having the meetings out here, that's a great idea. Simple. I want people who feel like if they can't come to a meeting because it's too far away, or if their position's not being heard, you shouldn't have to petition to the assembly to have a meeting out here. Please call me. Call my cell phone. About everybody on the assembly currently living within the town site, yeah, I reside in the town site. I bought my land out here. I'm in the town site temporarily to be here. I feel like I will be a representative for the people here, because this is where I'm building my life. This is my priority, living on my plot of land with my family and friends. All of you are included. The whole reason I moved here was just to do it with close family and friends, whoever wanted to come to my acreage. And now I see that we all pretty much have similar ideas on how we want to live our lives, so I'm just expanding it past my spot to the entire borough. But I am 100% the representative for here. It doesn't mean that I'm biased as to what's here. It means that I'm willing to make the best decisions for everybody. But yes, I am a representative of the valley, and I'm proud to say so. And yeah, I might work and reside downtown, but my heart is on my property. That's where I'm going to be buried. That is where I'm hoping one day when my children come back from traveling, they can consider their home base. This is home.
So my goal, as I stated earlier, is inclusivity and making us all feel as though we're part of this bigger or larger family that is Haynes. To the end of that, we have meetings wherever those meetings make sense to be held. I'm completely in support of that. So with issue-specific meetings such as the public safety or policing out here, I think it's an excellent idea to meet out here and to be understood and to listen. Was here with the listening campaign out here several months ago when the idea was introduced, and I'd be happy to do whatever it takes to be heard and to also listen. With respect to the heliskiing, I think we need to be careful about becoming so inhospitable to business that it's too cumbersome to operate. That being said, I think I demonstrated earlier, I'm a firm believer in science, and I'm an environmentalist, and it's extraordinarily important to keep those habitats available to our natural animals. And there is plenty of room to have a robust, healthy Helsinki operation or operations that is not in conflict with the goats and the bears. So I think we should, as a community, embrace that, embrace the Helsinki business, but then also be good stewards of the wildlife that's so terribly important to us as well. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're closing in on the 9 o'clock hour, so we should wrap this up. I thank all the candidates for coming out here tonight and utilizing this facility. And we would love to host any and all meetings, whether borough assembly meetings or school board meetings or whatnot, here multiple times a year. And that would increase, I'm sure, our outer borough participation in government. So. Watch out for animals on your drive home. And thanks once again. Thanks to everybody for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you.